This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Long out here. This is a guy playing the accordion by the name of Steve Riley.
Zydeco?
Yeah, but it's with the Rolling Stones.
What?
Yeah, this is the Rolling Stones with this guy, Steve Riley. And it is a very, very cool song. You know who kind of guided me into that was our friend David Klein. That's Mick Jagger. It's such an awesome song. It's like only a 2.5 minute song, but it's really, really cool. So we're going to lighten the load here, and we always kind of tend to get a little softer, and Sue's news is coming up. But, Sue, I'm sure you heard the situation in Idaho with the firefighters.
Oh, just nuts.
Oh, my God. So two firefighters were killed, a third wounded. Somebody, and they've named this guy now. He's 20 years old. I'm not going to say his name because I don't like to give attention. They think that maybe he killed himself. But he calls in. Well, I guess what he did is he starts a fire. He starts a brush fire, and then he ambushes these firefighters. And this is what the 911 call sounded like.
We need law enforcement up here immediately. We've got another Coeur d'Alene firefighter down. We've got two unresponsive battalion chiefs, gunshot wounds, multiple gunshot wounds. Two Coeur d'Alene firefighters are down. I'm pinned down. It's clear to me that this fire was set intentionally to draw us in.
Yeah, and they're still trying to figure it out. This is what's interesting. They actually, Tim Fitch is on a little bit later this afternoon. We can talk to him about this. The way that they found the kid is they found a cell signal. Did you hear this, Fred?
Yeah. Oh, did they ping him?
They pinged him.
But I don't even know how they knew it was him, but they knew that there was a cell signal coming from this particular area where they thought that the fire started. So that's crazy when you think about it, right? And crazy in a good way.
That's straight out of Dateline.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Fred, I texted you yesterday because I was trying to find the baseball game, and I said, hey, can you watch the baseball game? Where is it? I go on my, because I get Bally, or whatever the hell they call it, no, FanDuel Sports Midwest. I get that through my Amazon Prime, right? And it wasn't up there. So I'm searching around, I'm Googling it. Then I find out it's one of those Roku games with MLB TV, right?
It's funny. You texted me yesterday at the exact moment I was trying to find it on my TV. And I have Roku. So I had no problem finding it once I got to Roku. But since it was an 11 a.m. start, by the time I was looking, like a little after 1, the game was over already.
Right, it was an early start. It was like 10:45 or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of those things where then I go into my subscriptions, and it says that because I paid $20 a month for that, it says, well, it's going to rebill on July 3rd. I'm like, well, wait a second. It's not July 3rd yet. But then I also it was a good thing for me to look because I've had this credit card issue with fraud. I had to re-update the credit card, so I would have lost it had I not changed the credit card. So I mentioned earlier some of the stuff I'm trying to rush through, and I feel like I'm rushed, but I wanted to tell you guys this story. So my son came into town, as I mentioned, from Houston going back up to Chicago, and he's bringing some laundry with him, so he's going to do some laundry. And the washing machine was having some issues. Now, do you do the laundry, Fred,
yes.
in your house? Okay, you do the laundry.
Yes.
Sue, do you know that there's like a little filter on the washing machine that you have to kind of address every once in a while?
On the washing machine?
Yeah, at least with mine. There's something. Okay, so what happened yesterday is it was not draining. There was water that was sitting in the washing machine. So I did like a rinse and spin cycle to try to get it to drain. But then I also remembered that there's this little thing underneath the washing machine. It's like the bottom of my, I think I have a Samsung, right?
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Is this one of those side loaders?
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't know.
Okay,
because the rest of us
In
the Speed Queen world and the Fred world, top loaders.
90% of Americans probably have side loaders
at
this point.
Right.
So there's this little thing, and I usually have to open it with a knife to crack it open.
Yeah,
and then there's a filter, and you untwist it. Now, usually it's clogged with, look, we have pet hair and stuff like that. So I've encountered this before. So as soon as there was an issue with the washing machine, that was my guess, right? So I did the rinse and spin just to get the water out of it. And then I put a towel down because I knew water was going to kick out of it. So I opened this thing, and it was like Niagara Falls.
Oh,
I mean, there was so much water that came out. This is not actual sound effects. But I needed not only one towel, but I'm yelling for Becky and my son. I'm like, bring me beach towels. Bring as many towels as you can. It was so much that it did leak downstairs. Now, it was in the unfinished part. But then I pulled that filter out, and something was kind of stuck in that filter that went through the washing machine. I blame my daughter. It was probably something she had in her pocket, and it was just clogged with a bunch of hair and stuff like that. So it did what I kind of knew it was going to do, but it did it on steroids, and it was a mess. I mean, it was a complete mess. Now, there is a lesson to be learned from this, right? What's the lesson? Usually, I address that thing about once every 8 months. I'm like, oh yeah, something's wrong with the washing machine. I can see that there's an issue. I bet it's that little filter thing. And then I unscrew it and it fixes it. I'm thinking I should probably do it a little bit more than once a year, right?
Apparently, and I don't know that we even have those, Fred.
Yeah, I don't know of it.
Well, maybe it is because of the side loader.
I know
is whatever it is, it takes some of the gunk that you're probably not supposed to put through your washing machine. And when I unscrewed it, it just came. There was everything in my pantry. There was a bag of rice that I think my bunny had opened. So when I went to lift the big bag of rice, rice went everywhere. And it's in the wet part of the flooding that's about to happen. Somehow, some way, I stayed sane through all of this. And I went and got the shop vac and I cleaned it up. And, life
like
is good
person.
Again. And then I took all the towel. My neighbors thought I was crazy probably because every beach towel that I had in my existence was outside on the side of my house today just trying to dry enough so I could shake the rice out of it. It was ridiculous.
Are at it again.
This is the Rolling Stones doing Zydeco. Listen to this. Like, very good quality Billy Ocean, but there you go, Caribbean Queen. Let's see what we have coming up. Oh, the Big Beautiful Bill is what we started with this afternoon. And I still have a lot of questions. I don't know what to believe about what's in this and what's not in it. I would say that if you would quiz, nothing against even our, local delegation, if you would quiz a United States Senator right now on what's in this package and what's not in this package, they wouldn't be able to tell you. They know that they're making individual votes right now on some of the amendments, but it's crazy. So we have Richard Stern, who's with the Heritage Institute. He's going to come up here after Sue's News. Frank Cusimano at 4:45. Speaking of a Monday edition of Sue's News,
these allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it's National Corvette Day, National Meteor Watch Day, and National Outfit of the Day Day. Fred? So call Joyce. It's National Outfit of the Day Day.
What does that
and
even
I have
mean?
No idea. But
isn't that technically every day?
Yeah, it's.
But Fred's still wearing the shoes.
Yeah,
that's true.
By the way, we did want to mention that.
It's 5 days in a row or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Now, we have to recap just a little bit. Fred
is
has.
That, is that wrong?
What's no? It's
no,
great.
It's great.
Great. There's nothing
it's
wrong with
great.
It at all. But what's the brand again? Remind me.
OnCloud.
We were in a meeting, Sue, last week with our boss, Steve Moore. Fred and I were in this meeting, right? Steve had the exact same shoes on, but they were just white. Fred
oh
has
my
black.
Gosh.
They could have traded if they had the same size. But Fred accidentally left those shoes on, not his loafers. Can we say loafers?
Yes.
And ever since then, he's a changed man.
Yes.
He's a completely changed man.
He's walking around on cloud all day.
He seems a little happier, a little more pep in his step. It's like he's waking up in the morning,
totally agree.
The sun is bright. It's a beautiful day.
I totally agree with this.
Now we need to get you some other colors, though, right?
Pardon me?
Now we get you maybe some variety of colors.
Listen, let's just start where we're starting.
Baby steps?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, I thought of Ethan because over the weekend, there was a moving truck on my street, and it wasn't... It was a guy who lives across the street. I believe his significant other was moving in.
Okay.
And they had, instead of movers, she's local, right? It looked like friends helping. And I thought, I saw this morning, I thought, I'm going to ask Ethan. In a survey, 38% of people say they secretly hate even being asked to help a friend or family member move. And I think that number is probably low. But what I find is the ute, when you are younger... that's when you help friends move. Are you in that phase currently, Ethan?
You know, I don't know if I've ever gotten asked to help someone move.
You will now.
Oh.
But there's a small list in which I would truly be okay with
yes.
it. Small list.
Fred.
My son Noah in D.C. is 25. And it's like every weekend he's helping
another
friend.
Now that doesn't surprise me in
another
D.C.
friend
yes.
move. And he says, oh, it's our friend group. We all agree to help. We've
within
got one guy
that
that'll drive a truck. And the rest of us do all the running and all the carrying.
See, I don't think I've ever asked. Well, I have asked people to help me move, like back when I was younger.
Yes.
But I even offered to help my kids move, and they said no, we got it. So
really?
I was a little surprised. Aiden, when he moved to Chicago, handled everything on his own. He did store some things in our basement, which was no big deal. We brought some of it up to him, but no, he didn't ask it. I don't even think he asked friends to help. Maybe he did. Can't keep track of all that.
They say that if you're the one needing help, the top three things you can do are buying food and drinks, paying for the help, and promising to return. Kind of like Fred said, but you know, all within the circle.
Right.
My mom used to go in advance when my friends would help me move, make a big pot of chili, clean the kitchen, put my kitchen up, and then feed everybody afterwards. But it's still
That's
a big
vital.
Ask,
yeah.
you know? Especially when you live on the second floor of a condo, and oof, it can get ugly.
Stairs, man, it gets bad real quick.
It gets real bad. All right, on this day in history, 166 years ago in 1859, 5,000 people gathered to watch Frenchman Charles Blondin walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. It only took him 5 minutes. Later, he crossed blindfolded on stilts, pushing a wheelbarrow. And while carrying a man on his back. I do it every year, but it freaks me out every time. So, yes.
I'm dumbfounded how
do you do, that?
Do that
in
was,
5 minutes?
Without any impediments.
What was his name?
Charles Blondin. B-L-O-N-D-I-N.
Who was the guy that did it just like 10 years ago?
He's one of the what
he
you
did
call
like the,
I can't think of their name.
He's the family of the
Yes. The Walendas, that's
yes.
it.
Yes, and he did Niagara Falls and did like the Grand Canyon and all those, and that was all big TV.
By the way, if you're keeping score this afternoon, that is the second Niagara Falls reference, because when I was talking about the gushing water out of my washing machine, I used Niagara Falls. It's very rare, but you know, sometimes people have bingo cards at home.
We had 126 years ago today in 1899 was when Charles Murphy became the first person to reach 60 miles per hour on a bike. Now, this
I remember
is
you talking
remember
about that
this?
Before. Yeah.
It was behind a train,
right?
And they went and put 10 foot wide some just boards on there that were seamless so he could do it. And he held onto the back of the train. They got him started, and then he pedaled to keep up. But one article said he only made it to 57 and 4/5 miles per hour, but it was still something.
Mark, how fast have you gone?
I've hit right around 50 on a downhill
Jeez,
out there
Mark,
in the Augusta area. It scared the hell out of me.
Oh,
I've done it a couple of times.
That will scare me.
Yeah. But yeah, you're just kind of holding on for dear life and you're looking at your
speedometer
and then you're like, and this was a stretch out there. People who ride bikes know the area that I'm talking about. It's out in Augusta and that area out there. But you're not, you know, you don't want to go that fast if someone can come out of a driveway or anything like that. So it's not that situation. But it is a steep downhill and you kind of get down into the position, you know, the arrow position, if you will, Sue.
Yep.
And you just hope that you don't get a flat tire. I think that's basically what I was hoping.
Man, that scares me. On the new brakes, I'd be okay, but the old school ones with the you know, just squeezing your
How's
tire.
That again? This like is that. Honestly, though, it's one of the reasons that for the last decade, I used to ride bikes pretty seriously. I was one of those annoying people out in spandex on Clayton Road, etc. But it just got too dangerous. And that really wasn't the most dangerous, daunting part. It's usually with cars involved.
Yes.
But that was, you know, I hit right around 50, if not a little bit over 50 miles per hour one time.
Man, that's scary. A
couple times.
And on this day in history, here's our music for today. 41 years ago.
Can you tell me what it's labeled by any chance?
Huey because Lewis, Sue.
It's not labeled
Matt.
Sue.
I gave it to Matt to put in. Maybe not.
How about we do it without the music? Because I don't see it in here.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, I do not see it in here.
Well, all right.
And I sent this one to you because I wanted you to do
it. I should have copied you. But Sports, the third album by Huey Lewis and the News, reached number one on the Billboard 200 and ultimately charted for 160 weeks. I had it at Heart and Soul. That's what the one I picked out. Is it there? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's try it here.
All right.
Well, there you go. Was it in there and I just didn't see it? Okay,
yes.
Well, in fairness, I was looking. Usually, the way that Ethan does things, and Ethan had a few more responsibilities, he always puts Sue's News, and I was looking for Huey. I don't think it was in there, Ethan. I think you just put it in there to mess with me. I swear to God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
God,
it was in there.
No, it was in there. Anyway, this hit number one 41 years ago today. You could not go anywhere at the time without hearing something from this album.
So I was told, I won't tell you who told me this story, but I was told in fairly good confidence that Huey Lewis was once and maybe forever banned from Belle Reve Country Club.
Seriously? What did he do?
Well, he and the band, I guess, got out there and they did not respect the golf course.
Oh, well.
Now, that could be a rumor, but I heard it from a pretty good source who I will not identify. But yeah, they were not to be invited back again.
I don't think somebody Shame would on them. Make that up. But I don't think so either. I would not have pegged them for acting inappropriately
well,
on the golf course.
Well, this would have been a while back,
well,
though, too.
That's fair.
Alcohol makes people do a lot of inappropriate things when you don't think they're going to do inappropriate things. Guessing, perhaps, that alcohol was involved. That's
probably a good guess. F1 took the weekend box office with $55.6 million. This, of course, is Brad Pitt as an F1 driver. It made $88.4 million overseas, totaling worldwide $144 million. Now, it cost $200 million to produce before marketing, if not closer to 300, so it's going to need to keep going.
That's a wide range, though, isn't it?
But, yeah, I guess marketing is super expensive
marketing
right now.
Marketing is super expensive. There's no doubt about it.
And you can see this thing on IMAX, and they're going to keep it on there until Superman, the 8 billionth version of Superman, comes out. And
which is next week.
It is next week.
On the 12th. So, now, look, that's James Gunn, and I think this, I have full faith and confidence that this new version of Superman is going to be a smashing success, both quality-wise and box office-wise. Look, James Gunn behind it gives me all kinds of confidence.
Yeah,
St. Louis
like
guy.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Megan 2.0 bombed over the weekend. It only made $10.2 million. Wah, wah. And John Travolta showed up at a Grease sing-along at Hollywood Bowl Friday night. He was dressed as Danny Zuko, and the whole place went nuts. I kind of loved it.
He
didn't really sing. He just kind of came out and said, hey, welcome, blah, 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 and the whole place went, woo!
Okay, can I ask a fair question, though?
Yeah.
Did you see a picture of it?
I did.
Okay, like dressing up at his age like
that?
Yeah,
he still looked all right.
Okay, good. Good for him.
That's not his hair, I guarantee you that. But it was a good wig. And Rob Lowe says the script for St. Elmo's Fire sequel is really getting good. How about that for out of nowhere?
Wow. That's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of that movie, Ethan?
No.
There you go.
I don't think I'd put it on the list.
Why would they reboot that? That doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know, and I'd like to know who's writing it. I haven't gone in on the deep dive for that.
Well, I have to play some John Parr music, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? That's the theme from St. Elmo's Fire.
They were also... Okay, I thought of Joyce when this story came up today. Color psychology is the study of how different colors affect your mood and behavior. I think I gave a presentation on this in college with different outfits. Okay. Now, much of the evidence in this field is anecdotal at best, but artists and interior designers have long known how important colors are to your mood. Here's what they say. Red, yellow, and orange are warm colors. They evoke feelings ranging from warmth to hostility with red. And purple, green, blue, they're cool colors. They can make you feel anything from calm to sadness. And this woman says green is the psychological primary color that balances with red, blue, and yellow. So if you're too stressed, put on some green. It will calm you down. And if you're down in the dumps, it will lift you up. So green is the answer. Yes. Were you going to say something?
No, I was going to tell you that we were running out of time. That's all.
Okay,
sorry.
Finally.
That's that international radio symbol.
Oh, yeah. And I thought you were going to say that.
Sorry.
And finally, it's Sue's News. We have today's random fact, and it's random. The first appearance of Cookie Monster was in an IBM training film in 1967. And that's it for Sue's News.
Oh, you're just going to leave us with that?
Yeah, I only had one.
And not tell that? That's why in the hell would that be?
Well, I'll look it up and tell you tomorrow.
You know what? And that would give me an opportunity to play C is for Cookie. So
yes.
why don't you do that?
Okay.
And I'll pull that piece of audio to remind me tomorrow. All right, that's very interesting and baffling to me as well. We have Richard Stern, who's a heritage scholar, who's going to try to explain the latest on the Big Beautiful Bill coming up. Well, I mentioned earlier, you know, if you would even try to quiz a member of the United States Senate right now and say, what's in this bill, what's not in this bill, I don't know that they could tell you that right now.
This bill, in its current form, will betray the very promise that Donald J. Trump made.
So this bill makes the 2017 tax cuts permanent. It avoids a tax increase for your family that's coming in December.
Republicans are about to pass the single most expensive bill in U.S. history to give tax breaks to billionaires while taking away Medicaid, SNAP benefits, and good-paying jobs for millions of people.
Yeah, well, it's always tax, you know, cuts for billionaires, even though the billionaires are not making their money via paychecks. It's the regular, ordinary American worker who is going to be taxed higher if this doesn't pass. Now, having said that, I don't think I love everything that's in here. And in the end, I don't even know if we're going to know exactly what is in here when they vote on it, if they vote and send it over to the House. Richard Stern is with us. He's a heritage scholar and expert on fiscal policy. Richard, good afternoon. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Let me just start here. How do you even begin to track what's going on? Because this is so fast and furious. They've been at this all weekend. There's behind-the-scenes meetings. There's amendments that are being voted on. You had Tom Tillis and Rand Paul vote against one Medicaid aspect for completely different reasons. So how do you even get a handle on what's happening right now in Washington?
Well, it's certainly a cluster, but you know the important thing about it is there's actually only a handful of balls in the air at any moment. So it's a large bill. There's a lot of things going on. But the truth is almost all of it you know months ahead of time, some of this years ahead of time, because this bill is extending a very large bill from 8 years ago. So, you know, you always can kind of focus on what's in the air, what's going on, what seems to be new. But then, you know, I used to be a congressional staffer. The way that place works is it's actually built on a lot of trust. You have a lot of people who you know who are their expertise is this thing or that thing, and you call those people up, and you know that they're tracking that part of what's going on, and you say, hey, what do you think about this? It's a lot of that.
But even, you know, we love Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, and he's someone who's featured quite a bit on the show with his audio clips. And I think it was a week ago today, you know, he came out and he said, look, I found out some things that were in this bill that I don't like. And I'm guessing that other senators have found the same, both on the Republican side and the Democrat side. Now, you also have this dynamic of some Republicans is more prevalent in the House. Some Republicans are those who won in districts that maybe Kamala Harris even carried. So then you have, maybe we should start with this, with the SALT deduction. This came up earlier. People hear that and they don't know what that is. My wife even said that today. What is the SALT deduction? So explain what that is, and then I'll lead you into a soundbite here from Jason Smith on that very topic.
No, of course. You know, I think you're right. There are a lot of bad things in the bills. Well, it's a mixed bag for sure, but you know, let's talk about SALT. So SALT is a deduction for people who pay a lot of money in state and local taxes. Now, we all have to pay it, but the truth is most of the deduction itself is taken by tax filers in the handful of counties in and around New York City and Washington, D.C., and that corridor, and in, you know, L.A. and Sacramento and San Francisco out in California. It's a blue state, high, you know, tax liberal state deduction, because those are the states that impose the most taxes. So the SALT deduction ends up being a bailout for those people that stay in those high tax states and fund those liberal governments and all of the shenanigans that they do. But really, they're being bailed out by all of the rest of us.
So the way I understand it is, and Jason Smith, who is from Missouri, he's the House Ways and Means Chair, he was asked about this by Trey Gowdy on Fox last night. This is what he said. And I guess let me just set up a little bit better, because Trey's question was, can Republicans in the House deal with this? Those who are opposed to this, can they accept the compromise, if you will?
Without a doubt, they can live with the changes. It's exactly the same provision that passed out of the House, except it changes the years from 10 to 5. The amount of $40,000 is still the same. This is something that they can live with. they can deliver on. It was a compromise with the United States Senate. We're going to get the job done.
So some of this is a math equation from a variety of perspectives. Sometimes it's a numbers game. In this particular case, it's a years game, right? Because they're saying, look, the number is going to stay the same, but we're only going to allow this to happen for 5 years, and that's our compromise. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I'll tell you, maybe I've been a congressional staffer too long and been Heritage too long, because that sounds normal to me. But let me unpack that, because I think your intuition's correct, that it seems weird. But the way I would think about it is this. A lot of the tax cuts in the bill are permanent. These are things that Americans will see for generations to come. These are certain tax provisions that will generate business growth, that will allow new factories to be built in America, and these are permanent. So what are we spending in to get those provisions? You can think of SALT as a bribe. I've talked about it before, but it's a five-year bribe of a handful of Republicans in these blue states in Congress. And so it's enough money for them to go home to New York and et cetera and say, hey, I got wins for you, reelect me, so they can vote for the bill. And it is money being stolen from hardworking Americans, and it is a bad provision, and it is basically a bribe, but it's a temporary one. And what they are giving for us are votes for permanent tax relief that will juice economic growth and lead to prosperity for most working class Americans for generations to come.
Richard Stern is here. He is a former congressional staffer, a Heritage Scholar right now. What about on Medicaid? And where are they landing on Medicaid? Because as I indicated, you had a couple of senators over the weekend vote on these amendments, and Rand Paul and Tom Tillis. Tom Tillis announces he's not going to run for re-election. They vote no for maybe two different reasons. But we have a senator here in Missouri, Senator Hawley, who's very concerned. I even have audio from him today saying, look, I don't like the implications of this moving forward. It's going to hurt rural hospitals. But he's probably going to vote for these bills, right?
He probably will. I will say this, he's good on a lot of things. I disagree with him on this one. There's actually a lot of other provisions in the bill that will help rural hospitals. To be perfectly clear, there is a whole fund created by this bill that provides money just to rural hospitals. So the idea that they're going to be hit by getting rid of these hospital payments that go to every hospital across the board, frankly, I think is nonsense. In fact, what the bill is doing is removing payments that largely go to hospitals that, you guessed it, cater to illegal aliens, that cater to monkeying around with drug makers and other providers to game the system to maximize federal dollars coming back to them. And in fact, that's part of why we're cutting that money and replacing it with things like the rural hospital fund that's in the bill.
So one of the issues that came up late last week, and I don't know where this kind of worked itself out over the weekend, you had the Senate parliamentarian that ruled on a couple of these issues and said, look, this does not meet the requirements of a simple majority vote. You need the 60-vote threshold, which is something that is impossible to get right now with the makeup of the Senate. How was that worked out in the end, or has it been worked out?
No, that's still very much on the table to be worked out. But just to make it clear kind of how it works, I think the way you can think about this is that normally in the Senate, you need 60 votes to get something through. As we all know, Republicans have 53. They don't have 60. And depends on how you define conservative. The conservatives really have maybe 50 or 51 seats in the Senate. And there's this special rule within the Senate that if you make a bill that does certain things and doesn't do other certain things, then it kind of magically can sail through with 51 votes, not 60.
Right.
The parliamentarian gets to look at it, and she gets to say, well, my advice would be to the chair that this bill or this provision or that provision of the bill meets the magic rules or doesn't meet the magic rules. But here's the important thing about this. It's not actually her call. She is merely there to advise in public to the chair to say this, in my opinion, meets or doesn't meet. At the end of the day, as long as 51 votes in the Senate vote to clear the bill, it means that they're basically telling her that they're going to ignore her ruling. So that's very much up for debate. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes negotiations, line item by line item in the bill, and the Senate has a pious belief that it wants to keep its rules so they do care about her opinion. So all of that is very much still in the conversation.
So one side says, look, this is a, you know, $1.7 trillion savings to the deficit. The other side says, no, it's a $3.6 trillion increase. And they include, I even mentioned this chart that was in the New York Times. A lot of that is just by extending the way that they come up with these figures, extending the Trump tax cuts, which I think most of us should agree is important right now. But how do you believe the numbers here? Because let's face it, when Republicans are in control, they'll say, we don't believe the CBO numbers. When Democrats are in control, they'll do the same thing. They both say the same thing about the CBO. So how do you know? The Heritage Institute is a group that is very and always has been about fiscal sanity. But there seems to still be, even in this big, beautiful bill, which is why Elon Musk is out there saying that the Republicans are the party of, Porky Pig. How do you know what the truth is right now?
Oh, it's definitely hard to do that, but allow me to cut through that kind of muddled politics. I think you're right. There's a lot of politics going on. I think the important way to view this is the about $1.5 trillion or so of net spending cuts in the bill, because the bill does spend a lot of money and then cuts a lot of money. But what I would say is on average, that $1.5 trillion or so of net spending cuts is $1.5 trillion, not of deficit reduction, but of shrunk government. We are shrinking the government by $1.5 trillion or so dollars. Now, the deficit will go up. And you might say, and everybody listening might say, whoa, wait a second. The national debt's already huge. Why would we want the debt to go up? But here's what I want to offer you about that. There's two different ways for the debt to go up. One of them is clearly bad, and one of them is sometimes bad. If you grow the debt by growing government, then that's just expanding government control. It's expanding how much of the resources that we all produce the government takes. But if you expand the deficit because you're lowering taxes, which is what this bill does, you're trading burdens. So we will all get a lower tax bill, but a higher deficit bill. And deficits, of course, produce higher inflation and interest rates. So that's why it's not as harmful as, frankly, when the liberals do.
Yeah, in theory. All right, one final question, and it happens to be a two-part question. Do you think this finishes or crosses the finish line? And then it's a two-part question because do you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally.
Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You think it crosses the finish line by the 4th of July? Because those things seem to be two different things right now.
I think it does. I think the Senate's going to clear it tonight, early hours tomorrow morning. And when the House wants to move quickly, it moves quickly.
All right. There's the prediction. I still wonder if it can cross the finish line. I'm going to trust your word on that. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care. We got Frank Cusumano on a Monday afternoon. We'll talk a little Cardinals baseball. 9 games over .500 right now as they start a new week. Frank's coming up next. Monday afternoon, we always visit with Frank Cusumano, KSDK Sports Director. The Cardinals swept, well, I like to call them still the Tribe, Cleveland over the weekend. And they're 9 games, Frank Cusumano, above .500 right now. 9 games over .500. That's not too bad, although the Brewers are hot and the Cubs remain hot as well. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. And I'm glad we're leading with the Cardinals. It's the only thing anybody's really talking about right now. And it's 10 out of their last 13. It's winning on the road, which they haven't done in a long time. And you know what I think the coolest thing about this squad right now is Nolan Gorman, whose OPS the month of June is up to 900. He hit that bomb yesterday. I was with Andy Van Slyke earlier today, and he thinks that when Gorman is right, and that's where he's keeping his head still and he's going to the opposite field once in a while, that he has like top 10% power in baseball. I mean, there's a reason the guy hit 27 home runs as a 23-year-old. If he can keep this up, gosh, does this make for a really scary lineup.
So shame on me as a Cardinals fan, because I tuned the game in on Saturday afternoon. It's 6-1. I'm like, maybe I'm going to watch some episodes of The Bear and catch up. And then my wife gets home later on from the pool and says the Cardinals won that game. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was their largest deficit victory of the season. So, yeah, it's just another huge win. And I got to tell you, that was a Michaelis start where he was abominable. And I want to stay positive because the Cardinals are playing great. But think about this stat. In Fetty, Pallante, and Michaelis's last 21 starts combined, they have just one victory. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is Sonny Gray's coming off his best start ever, and it looks like Matthew Liberatore is going to be an absolute stud. They got to get these three going. Fetty goes tonight, and against the Pirates, he threw a 6 innings of no-hit baseball the last time he faced them. So I think he'll come back today. He's coming off his worst start of the season.
Yeah, but on Sonny Gray, he's got a great performance. But like, they gave him a whole week off, didn't they? 5 days.
Yeah, they did. And I think at 35 years old and knowing his body, and he's not like a really big guy, I think you should listen to Sonny Gray. You know, Ollie Marmol doesn't take him out of games. Sonny Gray takes himself out of games. And I know it seems crazy for old school baseball people to think about it, but it's working. The guy's been a really good pitcher in the National League for a long time.
Keep in mind also that I think Sonny Gray had a couple of extra days because he was supposed to start on a day that it got there was a rain delay,
right?
I think,
yeah.
And that kind of caused that. He's had to start a lot of games this year where there have been rain delays, but he's done a pretty good job through those. Talking a little bit more about Sonny Gray and how phenomenal that start was last Friday, Frank, I'm trying to think back to the last time that we saw a start like that from any St. Louis Cardinals pitcher that was that efficient and that dominant. And I mean, like I said, one pitch away from perfection. Can you think back and remember that dominant of a start in Cardinal history?
Yeah, you know, Shelby Miller, of all people, had one of those magnificent starts. You can look it up, where he was, but nobody's done it on 89 pitches. Nobody was that efficient. And ironically, the one base hit he gave up, he says, was the one time he shook off the catcher, Pedro Páez. So, yeah, it's really good. And you're only 2.5 games out, by the way. And if you could, like, do what you're supposed to do and beat up on the Pirates, who, by the way, did score 30 runs against the Mets and swept them this weekend. But if you do what you're supposed to do against a terrible Pirates team, I mean, you could go into Chicago almost in first place.
Switching to hockey here for a second. Bad news, or sad news, I guess I should say, for Blues fans. Alex Pietrangelo, they announced he's going to be likely out for the season. He's due to some injuries. But as a result, just breaking just a few minutes ago, Frank, Mitch Marner getting traded to Vegas, an 8-year, $12 million a year deal. What a huge blockbuster trade and signing to start off, well, free agency getting started tomorrow for the NHL.
Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because by 11 o'clock tonight, we're going to know for sure whether the Blues are going to move forward with Jordan Kyrou. Because after 11 o'clock, his full no-trade clause will kick in, which makes it almost impossible for the Blues to trade him. So, look, there's a lot of smoke to this fire. I mean, he is all over every NHL trade rumor. Why? I'm not so certain. I wouldn't trade him. He scored 35 goals last year. But it's going to be between now and 11 o'clock that will determine that. And then free agency opens up at 11 today. By the way, real quick, I was at Blues development camp today. This Justin Carboneau, their first-round pick, he's got stardom written all over it. He looks the part. He's this big, strong body, incredible goal scorer. Yeah, we'll be seeing him in a couple of years.
Well, we will not be talking to you on Friday because of the 4th of July, but as you just indicated, the Cubs and the Cardinals play again next weekend. The Pirates have won only 35 games, but they've won three in a row.
Just swept the Mets,
I know. Well, the Mets are a disaster, aren't they, right now? So you don't know what's going to happen, but man, that could be an intriguing series in Chicago next weekend. But the Cardinals got to keep the gas on, and, you know, sometimes you play, sadly, this is a cliche, to the level of your competition, and I hope that doesn't happen here the next couple of games in Pittsburgh.
Pirates are starting Andrew Heaney tonight, and he's got about an ERA in the 12s against the Cardinals in three starts.
I like
so
that.
They can pound him.
I like that number. All right, Cusimano, thank you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay, sounds
okay,
good, Mark.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.